meeting a need, making a difference, all of us here together on WNRN.
There are only 7 states that have programs like ours across the country, and we're actually all working together. I'm Sarah Zia with the Virginia Prison Birth Project. We serve pregnant and postpartum people in prison at a max security facility that houses all the pregnant people in our state. So we've seen them all since we got started in 2018. We meet our clients before they deliver, and then when they go into labor, they go from the prison to the hospital and we meet them there. And if it weren't for us, when our clients go there to deliver their babies, they would be alone with 2 armed correctional officers and a nurse they just met. So that familiarity is not just humane, but honestly, as birth workers, we know that it physiologically it helps as well. That connection, it releases oxytocin. She needs to feel safe. And so we're there to help honor her. And we're there with them through their labor and their delivery. And then we show up every day postpartum. And then we're also there on their day of discharge when they have to say goodbye to their babies. We call that the separation visit. We support them as family comes and they introduce their baby to the family. And we're just there to bear witness and to support. And we show up the next day at the prison and we sit with them and we say, yeah, this happened. We saw it happen. You are a new mom and you're not alone. Since 1970, the population of people who are incarcerated has risen 800%. And women are actually the fastest rising segment of this population. Most of these women are of childbearing age. So this is the most hidden and the most vulnerable segment of birthing people in our state, in particular because the vast majority of them have histories of sexual assault, domestic violence, human trafficking, chronic health disparities, and mental health disparities. And also, most of these women are in there for nonviolent drug-related crimes. Our vision, when I say a community solution, is that as a community, we start to create some compassionate alternatives that are genuinely wellness producing, that public defenders can then present to courts as an alternative to incarceration, so that we can meet these people where they are and ask them what they need and lift them up from there rather than this punitive situation. That's really what we're about, is to just direct our attention to, look, this is happening. Because when you hear the words prison birth, it stops you for a moment, right?
Here Together, a partnership between the Charlottesville Area Community Foundation and WNRN.